This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, June 26th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes the return of the Sons of Priscille July 20th at 3 p.m. at 21C Hotel in Bentonville. The Sons of Priscille will perform jazz, samba, and bossa nova with a flavor and passion one might think could only be found at a nightclub in Brazil. This series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. Tickets available online at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the National Veterans Golden Age Games are set to take over the region this weekend, with events from badminton and golf to swimming and checkers. We meet a 79-year-old Vietnam War veteran who hopes to win in his many competitions.
We also meet an Arkansas elder who decided to obtain his GED many many years after his high school aged years. Plus, as the eyes of many are on the soccer fields in Brazil, we'll attend a sports match of a different nature, polo, in Bentonville.
But first, the first of a series of meetings looking at overhauling the state's workforce training programs took place earlier this week. Republican Senator Jane English of North Little Rock cast a crucial vote for the private option earlier this year in exchange for promises of changes to workforce development programs. Speaking as the chair of the Joint Performance Review Committee, English said she wants to direct the focus to people, not necessarily college-bound.
Our concern continues to be, and needs to be, is how do we reach the rest of those kids, the other? So the 40% that are going to college, that's great, but what about the rest of the folks?
Republican Terry Rice, another chair on the Joint Performance Review Committee, says he wants the review of workforce programs to find what works, eliminate what doesn't, and focus on providing skills to give people livable incomes.
I'm anxious to see what comes out of these meetings because we know that we're in a new dynamic in our world today. I think we all see that. Everybody said, let's go back to the good old days. Well, you know, we all define those good old days different, and the thing is, times change and we change, and we want to have to do some things different.
In the months ahead, legislators will have to determine what reforms might look like as they attempt to more fully develop their assessment of what the state should do.
A group in Fayetteville wants to increase one of the city's larger parks. Max Mahler is one of the organizers of the Friends of Gully Park, which has started a campaign to add roughly 10 acres to the park in East Fayetteville.
Our proposition at this point is to acquire the land for park space. We've talked with several people in the city, and what we've come to find out is that there's about 7,000 people that live in a one-mile radius of Gully Park, which is about 10% of the city of Fayetteville live within basically walking distance of this area. And Gully Park is really a pretty special park. It's one of the only parks in the area that's not designated for things specific recreation activities, which actually lends itself to a higher utility value because you can do just about anything with open space.
Mahler says the group is trying to raise money to buy the land and two adjacent lots with houses on them through the crowdfunding site Indiegogo. But the group isn't working alone. Mahler says it's coordinating with the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Commission. Aside from the deadline for the crowdfunding campaign, Mahler says the group is working against the clock as well as any other potentially better offers to the landowner.
She's actually had a couple of offers that we feel fortunate that she has turned down, several offers that they've given her 24 hours to respond, which has put, unfortunately, I feel like puts a lot of pressure on an older woman. But we feel very fortunate that she's had the tenacity to stick in there with us. But I think that she's definitely an advocate for what we're doing and wants it to be as park as much as we do. And her husband that passed away, and we know that Ben and I, from long conversations, sitting down talking to him about the cow patty run, know that it was his goal for it to be a park.
More information about the effort can be found at gullypark.com.
For the better part of a year, the Beaver Watershed Alliance has been conducting an opportunity assessment on the West Fork of the White River. Courtney Thomas, public outreach coordinator for the Beaver Watershed Alliance, says that the assessment has been looking at a variety of things.
We're looking at areas of the river that have concerns or issues for water quality and trying to identify landowners who are interested in projects related to that through the watershed. So we're working with streamside landowners in particular and trying to identify places where best management practices could be put into place. with people who are interested in doing those things.
As part of the opportunity assessment, which is being conducted in conjunction with the Watershed Conservation Resource Center and the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust, a series of public meetings is being held at areas in the West Fork watershed.
The goal of these meetings in particular is for us to kind of show the initial results of participation and best management practices that have been put into place over the past, 9 months that we've been conducting this project, as well as to show people, the priority areas that we have found through our project, and really to get feedback from the public about where other priority areas and places of concern are that we don't already know about, so that we can increase the resources that we are able to get for landowners and for the river to improve the water quality, ultimately of Beaver Lake, our drinking water source.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality and the Environmental Protection Agency have listed 17 miles of the West Fork of the White River as an impaired body of water because of excessive sediment in the waterway. The first meeting in the series is from 6 to 8 this evening at the Wenzel Community Center in West Fork. But other meetings will be held over the course of the next few weeks in Brentwood, Fayetteville, Greenland, and Winslow.
State and local officials gathered yesterday in Alma to officially designate a stretch of Interstate 540 between Alma and Missouri as part of Interstate 49. During the ceremony, state highway officials issued renewed calls to finish building the interstate, not just from Alma to Fort Smith, but all the way south to Texarkana. Previous estimates have suggested the cost of finishing construction of Interstate 49 through western Arkansas would be at least $3 billion.
Another candidate has stepped into this year's race for Fayetteville City Council. Philip McKnight, who has served on the city's Parks and Recreation Advisory Board and was previously treasurer of the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, has announced his intention to run for the Ward 4, Position 1 seat, currently held by Rhonda Adams. Adams isn't seeking re-election this year, but McKnight will have to defeat Mike Emery, an employee of the Washington County Animal Shelter and Air Force veteran, in the election for the seat on the council.
The Fort Smith Fire Department is receiving federal assistance to purchase new firefighting equipment. Members of Arkansas's congressional delegation yesterday announced the allocation of nearly $690,000 in Department of Homeland Security grant funding to the fire department to buy face pieces and self-contained breathing equipment used when firefighters enter a burning building.
Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with overnight lows from 66 in northwest Arkansas to 70 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs from 84 to 87. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of overnight showers, lows around 70.